Hi, and welcome to my demonstration of using HomeKit devices, funny enough, in your home. Of course, with using Siri and or the iPhone if you wish. So I thought in this demo, what I'm actually going to do is none of this stuff is connected to my mixer. I'm just going to be using my iPhone and my little digital recorder here to record the demo, so you can see everything in situ, as it were. So for this demo, I'm actually going to be using a number of Elgato Eve devices. So first of all, in the lounge room, let me just walk through to the lounge room. On top of one of our bookshelves, we have the, let me just grab it, the Eve Weather Room sensor. And this one's just basically a square box, and underneath you've got a little door that you can pull out, of course, to put some batteries into it. This one takes three AA batteries, and then right in the middle of the bottom of it is the code that you use, that when you're first setting it up, that's where you use the code to identify the device to HomeKit. And in fact, all the devices that I'll be using have that code to identify the device to HomeKit. And that's basically all there is to the Eve Weather Room sensor. Just a square box, a couple of badges inside it, and the code on the bottom. And I believe it's white. So I'll put that back. Let me walk through the lounge room. And then we come to my back door. And on top of the back door, I've got a sensor, which is the Eve Window Door Sensor. And basically, what you've got is a little rectangular type little box with a one of those small batteries. I can't remember what the name of it's called now, but it's definitely not a AA or AAA battery. So that's on the fixed part of the door, and the door that opens, or in this case, this door slides open. This is the back door. There's a little tag, or a little pillar made of different little plastic tags, and the top tag, of course, is the contact point that, when it comes in the close proximity, i.e., when the door's closed, to the fixed part of the sensor. Then that's closed, and of course, when the contact bit moves away from the actual fixed part of the sensor, it's open. All right, so that's the window door sensor. And of course, again, on the fixed part of the window door sensor, there's the code label that you use to identify the device to HomeKit. So let me open the back door. And if I just come to the back table here, I've got the Eve weather sensor. Now, this is basically the outdoor one, and it'll practically almost feels the same as the indoor weather room sensor. Again, with the code on the bottom. In this case, there's a two AA batteries inside it. So I'll put that one back down again. We go back into the house. And let me go through the kitchen and into the dining room. And connected to a wall socket is actually the Eve Energy power plug. And of course, that's the switch that can turn on and off. And in this case, I've currently got my kitchen radio attached to the Eve Energy plug. And on the right-hand side of the energy plug is the label to do the code identification for the device to HomeKit. And I'll show you how to do it in a minute, because once I finish showing you all these different devices, we're going to actually set up a new HomeKit device, which will be another energy plug linked up to a lamp. All right, so let me go and grab my iPhone, and we'll see how all this stuff actually works with Siri. Okay, so I've got my iPhone here. So I can say things like, "Hey Siri, what is the temperature in the lounge room?"
The lounge temperature in your David's home is at 23 degrees Celsius.
Okay, now as you can tell, I've already set up my HomeKit on my home called David's Home, and I've set up different rooms. So far, I've got weather room sensor and the window door sensor in the lounge room. I've then got the Eve Energy plug in the dining room. And then, of course, the outdoor weather sensor is in the pergola out the back. And that's it for the moment. Let me try this one. "Hey Siri, what is the status of the back door?"
Your back door is closed.
Okay, which is quite correct. It's definitely closed. Now, this one's probably got a little bit noisy, but I'm basically going to tell it to turn the radio on and turn the radio off. And the radio at the moment is just a little AM radio, so it's not going to be very clear, but it's just a point to show you that I can turn the radio on and off using Siri. Hey Siri, turn on the dining room radio.
Okay, the radio is on.
Okay, and now, hey Siri, turn the dining room radio off.
Okay, the radio is off.
And I can check the status of the radio. Hey Siri, what is the status of the dining room radio?
Your radio is off.
Good. And of course, I didn't do this back in the lounge room with the weather room sensor, but let me try this one as well. Hey Siri, what is the humidity in the lounge room?
The humidity is at 53%.
Which is correct. Let's try the outdoor sensor in the pergola for the weather sensor itself. Hey Siri, what is the humidity in the pergola?
The humidity is at 71%.
Which is correct. Hey Siri, what is the temperature in the pergola?
The pergola temperature in your David's home is at 23 degrees Celsius.
Hey Siri, what is the temperature in the lounge room?
The lounge temperature in your David's home is at 24 degrees Celsius.
Ah, it's getting hot again because I turned the air conditioner down for the demo. So there we go. So it's actually cooler outside than inside. Yeah, never mind. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to grab this other Eve energy plug and I'm going to plug it into my power board here in the lounge room. All right. It's in. Then I'm going to plug in the lamp into the switch at the back. Now the switch themselves or the Eve energy plugs, what they've got is a three-prong slot, of course, to take a two-prong or a three-prong plug here in Australia. Now, the thing I didn't mention when I was talking about the other energy plug that I've currently got the radio plugged into is the fact I've got the wall plug facing me, so the two prongs are up the top and the single prong slot is down the bottom. On the right bottom side of the plug at the top face, if I press it, to turn the actual wall plug on or off manually. If I hold it in, you'll actually hear a click. If I hold it in, that turns it off. If I hold it in again, you'd never click, that turns it back on again. All right, so what I need to do is I'm going to put my digital recorder down on the little table here. I'm going to grab my phone, and we're going to set up this Eve energy plug to control the lounge room lamp. Hey Siri, open Eve.
Eve, at a glance. Heading.
Okay, now I've landed in the at a glance screen. Now, I tend to use the Eve app because these are Eve devices over the generic home app that Apple's produced. I find the Eve app a little bit easier to navigate than I do the HomeKit home app itself. But anyway, so we want to add an accessory. So I'm going to come down to the fifth tab on the right hand side down the bottom.
Settings. One item.
Which is
tab. Five settings. Five.
Double tap on that. And I'm going to flick through to add an accessory.
Selected. Settings. Heading.
Touch towards the top. Now flick down.
David's home. Heading. General. Button. Accessories. One. Button.
Now, I don't know why that's saying accessories one, but I think there's alert because I think my back door sensor is actually running low at the moment. I need to change the battery. But anyway, let's keep going.
Best access. Groups. Button. Energy cost. Add accessory to David's home.
Here we go. Add accessory to David's home. Double tap.
Select add accessory. Cancel. Button.
If I flick through to the right.
Add accessory. Heading. Finding accessories.
So finally accessories. Flip to the right again.
Make sure your HomeKit accessory is close to this iPhone. In progress. Select accessory. Heading. Eve Energy 16ED.
So I'm going to double tap on that Eve Energy plug.
Eve Energy 16ED. Add accessory.
Back and button. Let me flick to the right again.
Eve Energy 16ED. Heading. Button. You need the unique HomeKit setup code of Eve Energy 16ED to securely add it to your home. Button. Identify accessory. Button. Add to David's home. Button. Add to
okay,
David's home.
Okay, so that's
home.
The end of the screen, so button. Flick back left.
Identify accessory. Button. Button.
And I double tap on that unlabeled button. Click the right.
Pairing Eve Energy 16ED.
Pairing.
Progress. Progress. 48%.
And we'll just wait for it to finish. Now if I flick to the right.
Position the HomeKit code in the frame.
Okay, position the HomeKit code in the frame.
Look for the 8-digit setup code in the packaging or on the accessory.
So it's on the packaging on the accessories that I've already mentioned before.
Enter code manually.
Or button. Enter code manually. So I'm going to take my phone camera, the back-facing camera, bring it over to the switch, and on the side, I'm going to put my iPhone on the side and take my phone away slowly.
Setup code captured with digits 950-29-463.
Now, in sort of old measurements, when that actually caught that, I was probably about 6 inches or 15 centimetres away from the actual side of the plug where the actual code label is.
Choose room.
So let me just go back to the top of the screen again.
Cancel. Choose room. Heading.
Okay, so now I've got to choose the room. I'm going to put it in. Now, it's still in my lounge room. My lounge room is quite straight. It's actually a bit of an L-shaped, sort of a long part of the L. Then it goes around to a short part of the L where I'm currently standing, and in one end of the L, the short end, I've got my little nook set up with my little computer desk here, a chair, and of course the lamp that we're about to actually turn on and off via the energy switch / Siri. So I flick to the right.
Next button. Select the room where you will use Eve Energy 16ED. Home, default room, selected. Pergola, lounge. Two accessories.
Now, so I'm in the lounge.
Selected. Lounge. Two accessories.
It's currently got two accessories. It's about to have three.
Pergola.
So flicking back to the left.
Home, default room. Select the room. Next.
And button. Next.
Next. Eve Energy. Room. Back button. Eve Energy.
Flicking to the right.
Heading. Next. Button. Siri knows Eve Energy 16ED is in lounge. To directly address features of Eve Energy 16ED, enter names below. Outlet. Heading.
Outlet is the heading.
Name. Eve Energy. Text field.
Eve Energy. Double tap on that.
Double tap text field.
Clear text.
Clear text.
And let me call it lounge lamp. So two finger double tap to start voice dictation. Lounge room lamp.
Inserted lounge room lamp.
And then bottom right hand side of my keypad.
Done.
Double tap on done.
Siri knows Eve Energy 16ED is in lounge. To directly
let's
address
just double check, flick the right.
Outlet. Heading. Name. Lounge room lamp. Text feed.
Yep, all good. So top left hand side of the screen.
Room. Back button. Eve Energy. Heading. Next. Button.
Double tap on next.
Next. Used for. Eve Energy. Back button.
Okay, used for Eve Energy.
Used for. Heading. Next. Button. Light bulb. Heading. Fan, heading, other.
Okay, so basically it's just telling you that what other things it's used for, so light, fan, or other, which is fine. So top left hand side of my screen again.
Light, Eve Energy, back button.
Click to the right.
Used for, next, button.
Double tap on next.
Accessory added. Used for, back button.
Accessory added, let's flick to the right again.
Accessory added, done, button.
There's a done button, double tap on done.
Done, lounge.
If I flick to the right.
Lounge room lamp, W14. Switch button, on.
Okay, now if I do this
double
manually.
Tap to toggle setting, off.
Okay, so that just turned the switch off. And if I take my recorder and put it right next to the switch, in case you can't hear it. Now if I go back to the switch name.
Lounge switch button, off, on.
Okay, it's now on for the slight little soft click, and I don't normally do this. Let me stick my hand on the bulb. And ow, yes, that's definitely on. Cool. And let me turn it off. Double tap. Perfect. All right, so if we now do this, hey Siri, turn on lounge room lamp. Okay, so Siri told me the lounge room lamp is on, and we can do this. Hey Siri, turn lounge room lamp off.
Okay, the lounge room lamp is off.
Excellent. So that's how easy it is to add an accessory and set up via the camera and get it to be used with Siri. Now I've currently got a halfway through setup scene called Chickens In. And what it actually means is, you know, the old expression, there's nobody home except us chickens. Well, while I'm out and about, I can just say to Siri, Chickens In, and it's going to turn the radio on at the moment. And I wanted to turn the lamp on the lounge room so that people will think there's somebody at home, for example. We just dismiss Siri with the home button. Top left-hand side of the screen. Double tap on back.
Heading.
And let's go and touch the bottom left-hand side of my screen.
So
at a glance, we can see all the devices at a glance that I've just been through in the house, including the one I've just set up. But I'll get to that in a minute. Flip to the right.
Scenes.
Okay, here's scenes. I'll tap on scenes. Okay, touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Scenes. Heading.
And let me flick through to get the chickens in.
Edit. Selected. Timers. Rules. Chickens in. Chickens in. Chickens in. Scenes. Back
and
button.
Flick to the right.
Chickens in. Heading. Edit. Button.
And double tap on edit.
Go.
And flick to the right.
Name. Chickens in. Button.
So I can change the name Chickens In.
Icon. Button.
I haven't worried about an icon.
Show in scenes.
Show in scenes.
Show in scenes. Switch
and
button.
And that's a toggle, and that's currently on. Flip to the right, that doesn't read.
Actions. Heading.
Actions heading.
Selected. Rooms. Button.
So I've got one rooms.
And two types. Button. Two
or
and two.
Type. So rooms is currently selected.
Dining room.
So
button.
Dining room.
Radio.
Radio.
Power. Right arrow on.
And power is
actions
to turn
available.
The radio on. Now, later on, I won't do it in this demo, but I'm going to have to do another scene because you can't turn a scene on and off. You've got to have separate scenes. So I'm going to have chickens in, and then I'll have a chickens out. So when I'm home, I can let the chickens out, as it were, and turn the lamp and the radio off. So flip to the right again.
Add actions. Button.
So I want to add another action, so double tap.
Add actions. Chickens in. Back button.
So flip to the right.
Actions. Select either a room or a type to find accessory values to control as part of the scene.
Okay, flip to the right.
Rooms. Heading. Lounge. Empty.
Double tap on lounge.
Select lounge. Action. Lounge. Heading. Enable the setting you'd like to be. Lounge room lamp. Heading.
Okay, that's the one I want. Lounge room lamp.
Power.
And it's power.
Power. Switch button. Off.
So double tap on that.
Setting. On.
Okay, that says power switch button on, which is
switch button off.
So that's
double
the second control switch button off. So I'm going to double tap on that one and go to the top.
Chickens in. Back
choose
button.
The back button.
Chickens in. Done.
I just
button.
Went to the top left hand side and flick through the done button.
Edit.
And top left hand side.
Scenes. Back button.
Double tap on back.
Scenes. Heading.
Okay, and we'll
at
just put myself back at a glance.
Selected.
So let me touch the globe of my lamp again. That's nice and cool. Alright, so theoretically speaking, when I now say chickens in, the radio should turn on and the lamp should turn on, alright? So this is if I was out and about, because I've also got HomeKit enabled via my Apple TV using the same iCloud Apple ID. And I'll simulate that in a minute for you. So here we go. Hey Siri, chickens in. Your humble abode isn't ready for chickens in. So the radio is definitely on. If I touch the lamp, ouch, yes, that's on as well. All right, so I can do, hey Siri, turn off the dining room radio.
Okay, the radio is off.
Hey Siri, turn off the lounge room lamp.
Okay, the lounge room lamp is off.
Beautiful. When you've got a number of things happening in multiples, then you really want to have them all in one scene, i.e. my chickens in. Let me grab the recorder and let's go into the toy room, as in my boy's toy room. And let me start up the Apple TV and turn VoiceOver back onto my Apple TV. So I'm going to press the menu button on the Siri Touch remote 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver. And Zoom.
Whoops.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on. Search. Row 2. Column 1.
Okay, so let's check the status of some of the things in HomeKit via the Apple TV. So make sure they're all working. So let's have a look. I'm going to hold down the Siri button. What is the status of the back door?
Your back door is closed.
Good. My back door is closed. What is the temperature in the lounge room?
Let's see. The lounge temperature in your David's home is at 24 degrees Celsius.
All right. Now, let's see if we can turn on that chickens in scene via the Siri touch remote on the Apple TV. Holding the Siri button on the touch remote. Chickens in.
All right. Your home is set for chickens in.
There we go. So again, turn the dining room radio off.
One moment.
There we go.
Okay, the radio is off.
Turn off the lounge room lamp.
Sorry, I wasn't able to find any lights in your David's home this time.
All right, let me just grab my iPhone. We'll just try that same thing again. Hey Siri, turn off the lounge room lamp.
Okay, the lounge room lamp is off.
Thank you. Now, let me simulate as if I was outside of home. Having everything set up via HomeKit, I can access things remotely. So,
2:58
I'm just going to go to the control center. And flick to the first screen.
Aeroplane mode. Wi-Fi.
I'm going to turn off. Okay, and...
May
off. 258, 4G. Yep, I'm on 4G. Status bar up. All right, so let's try this. And this is if I was, I say, at work or anywhere outside the home. Hey Siri, what is the status of the back door?
Your back door is closed.
Very good. And the important one. Hey Siri, chickens in. There we go, the radio's on, the lamp's on. Okay, so, hey Siri, turn off the dining room radio.
Okay, the radio is off.
Now, of course, if I was out and about and away from home, I'm not going to be able to tell whether that scene actually, if you like, properly activated, even though it said it did. So I can do this one for the lamp currently, which should be on. Hey Siri, what is the current status of the lounge room lamp?
Lounge room lamp is on.
Okay, which is correct. Hey Siri, turn off the lounge room lamp.
Okay, the lounge room lamp is off.
Okay, and I just heard it click from the other room. Let us finally have a look at where you can actually look at these things manually rather than using your voice and Siri all the time. So I'm just going to press my home button and make sure I'm on my home screen. And a touch on my status line.
259.
Three finger flick up.
Control center.
So we need to go to my third screen of my control center here. So I'm going to do a three finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 3.
Okay. And
radio.
Thank you. If I touch the top of the screen, left hand side to the right.
Radio. Dining room. Off. Button.
Okay. So the dining room radio is currently off, and I can double tap.
Radio. Dining room, on.
And that's currently on. And again, this is me doing this via 4G because I actually haven't turned on my Wi-Fi yet. So double tap on that,
radio,
turn it off.
Dining room, off.
Flick to the right.
Air quality, lounge, excellent.
So this is the information coming off the
actions available
weather room sensor. So air quality is excellent.
Back door, lounge, closed, button.
Back door lounge is closed.
Humidity, lounge. 54%.
You mean the lounge is 54%?
Room lamp, lounge, off. Button.
Okay, room lamp is off, so if I double tap
actions,
on that one.
Room lamp, lounge, on.
And I just heard it click on. Double tap on it.
Room lamp, lounge, off.
I just heard it turn off, so I flicked it right.
24 degrees, temperature, lounge,
okay,
off.
Okay, 24
button.
Degrees, that's inside.
Humidity, pergola, 72%.
Humidity per pergola is 72%.
23 degrees.
It's 23 degrees outside.
Page 3 of 3.
And that's it. Well, let me just press home. And I'll show you at a glance for both the Eve app and the HomeKit app finally, then we'll finish the demo. Hey Siri, open Eve. I just realised why Siri is a bit slow, because I'm going on 4G, so let me just go to my status menu here.
Control center. Open favorite accent.
And flick to the right.
Page 2, page 1 of 3.
Top, right hand, top left hand side.
Wi-Fi, blue Wi-Fi.
Double switch tap on. That's better. And home button.
Eve, at a glance. Heading.
Okay, so here's Eve at a glance.
22.8 degrees C/74%.
Okay, so 22 degrees.
Eve weather.
So that's outside Eve weather.
Pergola.
And that's the name of the room, pergola.
23.6 degrees C/54%.
Okay, that's the
Eve room.
Eve room indoor.
Lounge.
That's the lounge room.
Closed.
Status is closed.
Back door.
That's back door.
Lounge.
That's the lounge room again.
Off.
And status is currently off.
Radio.
Radio.
Dining room.
That's dining room. So I flip back to the left.
Off.
Now, even though it doesn't say button, I should be able to double tap on it.
On.
And it's set on, and it's turned the radio on. Double tap on it again,
off.
And it's turned it off. So I flip to the right.
Radio. Dining room. Edit. Button. Configure the services shown in at a glance.
Now, as you can tell, at the moment, I haven't added the lounge room lamp to at a glance. That's not currently here. So let me flick back to the left.
Edit. Button.
Double tap on edit.
Edit. Include in at a glance.
I flick to the right.
Done. Eve weather. Pergola. Reorder Eve. Lounge room lamp. Lounge.
Okay, double tap on that.
Lounge room lamp.
Thank
lounge.
You very much. And top.
Include in at a glance.
Flick to the right.
Done.
Done.
Button. Done. At a glance.
Flick to the right.
22 dots. Eve weather. Pergola. Off. Lounge room lamp.
There it is. Lounge room lamp.
Off.
And double tap.
On.
And I heard the click. And double tap again.
Off.
And it's off. Very good. All right. So that's Eve. Now let me press the home button.
Mail.
And let me just show you the at a glance in the home app itself. Hey Siri, open home. Okay, let me touch down the bottom.
Home. Tab. 1 of 3.
So I've got 3 tabs here. Home.
Selected. Rooms.
Rooms.
Automation.
And automation. Tab. Okay, so if I flip that to the left.
Home.
Double tap on home. And touch towards the top.
Show locations. Button.
That's
David's
right.
Home. App. But David's home. Heading. Favorite scenes. Heading. Chickens in. Off.
So, favourite scenes is
actions
chickens in.
Good morning.
And I haven't really played with good morning.
I'm home.
And
off.
I'm home.
Favourite accessories. Heading.
Favourite accessories. Right.
Radio.
Radio.
Dining room. Off. Button.
So, radio dining room is currently off. Let's just
actions available.
Double check it and double tap on it.
Radio. Dining room. On.
Yep, so my radio's on. Double tap on it.
Radio. Dining room. Off.
It's the right.
Air quality. Lounge. Excellent.
Okay, button. Air quality in the lounge room is excellent.
Back door. Lounge. Closed.
Back door
button.
Lounge is closed.
Humidity. Lounge. 54%.
Humidity lounge. Button. 54%.
Room lamp. Lounge. Off.
Room
button.
Lamp. Double tap.
Room lamp.
It's
lounge.
On.
On.
Double tap.
Room lamp.
It's off.
Lounge.
Cool.
24 degrees. Temperature. Lounge. Off.
24 button. Degrees. Now, I think I must have
actions available.
Must have relabeled that incorrectly because it's not saying temperature properly. I'll go and check it later on. So, flip to the right.
Humidity, pergola, 74%.
Humidity, pergola is 74%.
Button. 23 degrees, temperature,
23
pergola.
Degrees, pergola. And that's it.
Mail.
Okay, and that will do me for a bit of a play around with HomeKit-enabled devices, of course, primarily using Siri. And as I said in the demo, I went through Eve Weather Room and Eve Weather Sensors, the window door open or closed sensor, and of course the two Eve energy plugs, currently of which I've got plugged one into the radio and one into the lamp. And then, as I did in the demo, I just went through and showed you how easy it was to set up an actual HomeKit item via using the code for the camera and setting it up that way and giving it a name.
and then using it with Siri.
Now, through the wonders of modern technology, so to speak, I've actually paused the recording and I sneakily went away and did the scene for Chickens Out, i.e. when I'm back at home, I can let the chickens out and turn off the lamp and the radio. So let me just show you how that now works. Now, interestingly enough, when I did the first scene, Chickens In, I used the Eve app. When I went back and tried to do another scene with the Eve app, I couldn't get it to actually do the scene at all by adding an action. So I went and actually then used the Home app itself, and I was able to successfully do a scene. So I think I might leave it up to your decision about which app you want to have a bit of a play with, because the Eve app originally seemed very, very good for adding accessories, but it seems as though for adding multiple scenes, the Home app is better. But anyway, let me just show you how I've done this now with Chickens In and Chickens Out. Hey Siri, Chickens In. Okay, so radio's on.
I'm on it.
And I heard the lamp click on. And let's now turn both off the radio and the lamp. Hey Siri, Chickens Out.
Chickens Out. I'm on it.
And there we go. All works very nicely. But anyway, that will now officially do me for this demo. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.